Pandemic boredom, a love of the environment, and a little encouragement from mom led a brother and sister team to start an aluminum can recycling business in Pittsburgh. They provide contactless weekly front door service. If their neighbors have aluminum cans, these kids will recycle them, even if they've been sitting around long enough to attract slugs. The Allegheny Front's Andy Cubis tagged along on their weekly route to watch the can crushers in action.
Slugs! That's a lot. There's a lot of slugs involved.
My name is Tegan Ellsworth, and I am a can crusher.
My name is Leo Ellsworth. My age is 7, and I'm part of the can crushers business.
It's really cool to see it, like, squeeze up and just crunch, because it's just super satisfying. You just pull on a lever, which then crushes the can, and then it goes into a bin below. Like that. We actually didn't always have our can crusher machines. We used to just crush them with our foot. It's not the most enjoyable process once you do, like, a million of them.
We're about to go on a pickup. Let's just go to the end of the block. There's about 15 people on our route. So this has had 2 bags of cans.
Very good. I feel like when I didn't have this business, I was maybe, like, oblivious to the stuff around me. I was able to navigate a little bit around my neighborhood. I'm emptying the cans that we just picked up into a bin, which then, after our pickup, we crushed 9 bins in all. Notebook. So we have a logbook of when we do our drop-offs, how much money we make, and, oh yeah, and we say how many pounds we got. August 4th, 48 pounds and $10.20. February 26th, 98 pounds and $49. Definitely earned more than we expected to. So for any kid who wants to start a can crushing business, I would just say start off with your neighbors, and slowly it does spread because your neighbors tell their friends. They drink stuff out of aluminum cans too.
I feel like I'm helping the earth because these cans could just be thrown away into the garbage. If you're recycling them, they actually get reused.
And just not to have litter everywhere.
Well, when they're all crushed, we have a problem. When we're bored, we don't have anything to do.
Okay, got a grapefruit.
To date, Tegan and Leo Ellsworth, ages 9 and 7, have collected over 300 pounds of cans and taken them to Warhol's scrap metal on Pittsburgh's north side for recycling. That's earned them a grand total of $130, which Tegan says they are mostly saving for college, but they do sometimes buy candy and snacks with their earnings. The siblings are not currently taking new customers. They have more cans than they can crush right now. But if you know a kid interested in starting their own can crushing business, you can see their flyer and get their tips at AlleghenyFront.org. Andy Cubis produced that story.